Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ricky Seelheimer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murphy moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Seelheimer and he is safe. Murphy steals third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas throws the ball into Picciolo who tags Bosley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Bosley is chasing the ball. Henderson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Newman reaches second base with a double. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Picciolo moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Picciolo moves to third. McKay moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Seelheimer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seelheimer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Seelheimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Seelheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelheimer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seelheimer strikes out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mike Davis pinch hits for Jim Essien. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Lacey now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Mike Squires. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Randy Johnson. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive towards third. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Ricky Seelheimer. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz bunts towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Pryor pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.